Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider hair, makeup, and skin tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Okay, Carlene. We're back. You can unzip.
Yeah. I'm wearing a winter coat in May.
Behind the scenes. Behind the scenes moment.
Yeah.
That truly could be an ASMR, moving around in a duvet jacket.
Yeah. It feels so nice and cozy.
Uniqlo all the way. But yes, welcome back to the Glowdown, everybody. This is episode 65, and we are your hosts. I'm Jill Dunn.
And I'm Carlene Higgins.
So we are two former beauty editors, of course, you guys know that by now, turned beauty podcasters. And this is part two of Carlene's adventures in Tokyo.
Yeah, so we're actually doing two Glowdowns back to back. We haven't done this before, but last week I talked about Clé de Peau. It's coming to the UK. Mm-hmm. I talked about their new initiative. It's called the Power of Radiance mm-hmm. Awards. And I spoke with Felicity Jones on the podcast about what was on her top shelf. But aside from that, I also went beauty shopping.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. I love going shopping when I'm traveling. When I go on press trips, I always make it my mission to take like 2 hours mm-hmm. just to hit up those stores that we don't have here in Canada mm-hmm. and bring something home that's really special. So when I was in Japan, I was like, Japanese beauty products all the way. So I scored a haul.
Yeah, they're all in front of us right now. I can't wait to dive in. But before we get into the episode and your field trip, just a little housekeeping note. Our listener survey is still up and we want to hear from you guys. We're accepting responses until May 22nd. We have the link in our bio on Instagram. It's also on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. It will take you 5 minutes. And the best part is that whenever you enter, every person is automatically entered to win more than $200 worth of skincare from the Inky list. That's 19 products. And one lucky person is going to get that haul. We've been absolutely obsessed with reading mm-hmm. All of the feedback. It's been fascinating to see what you guys have been suggesting. The goal of the listener survey, of course, is that it will help inform our future content. It will help us know which guests you guys really want to hear from. So please log on and weigh in with your 2 cents.
And should we also shout out now to a couple of podcasts we've been on? Because yes. Our pod fam is growing.
Yeah, it's been so fun. Of course, we mentioned the Under the Influence podcast that we were on. We talked about that last week. We were on a beauty podcast in the UK. We talked about clean beauty products, but we also talked about transitioning from publishing to podcasting and some behind the scenes moments of some of our favorite guests.
And then more recently, we were on the Dream Bigger podcast. That is by fellow Toronto podcaster Sifat Haider. She also goes by Sif. Hi, Sif. So it's all about how to make it. And honestly, she drilled us on what was on our top shelf. Like, I felt like I was just going on and on listing my favorites, some of my old favorites and some of my new ones. And same with you. So if you guys are up for shopping, honestly, that episode is loaded with product recos.
Yeah, we'll link to these in our blog and in our show notes so you guys can click through and hear them if you are interested.
So back to my Japanese shopping expedition. The person who I was shopping with, her name is Shiho Kobayashi. Mm-hmm. She works in business development at Clé de Peau. That's how I met her. Mm-hmm. But she's also, you know, she's local. She knows all the good places to shop.
Yeah.
So she showed me all of the products that all of the other editors hoard when they come to Japan. She showed me some of the things that she loves and uses herself. So it was really fun. And all the products were, most of them were under $15. Mm-hmm. I think there might've been a couple in here that were closer to maybe 20 or 30. And so, yeah, at the very end of this episode, we're going to tell you which ones we tried and what was worth the spend. So we have a lot of products in front of us. I can't read mostly any of the labels, but I have tried quite a few of them.
Yes.
And we're going to let you in on our impressions of these products and what was worth the spend at the very end of the episode. And some of them you will be able to buy because just looking at this one, this is called the Senka Perfect Whip. This is a face cleanser.
Yeah.
I actually saw this on Instagram. I was watching an Instagram video, one of my favorite bloggers, Jane Aldridge from Sea of Shoes, and she was holding it up. And I was like, oh my God, did she go to Tokyo too? But sure enough, I clicked through the link and it was on Amazon.
Yeah.
So a lot of these products I think you will find, we'll have them listed all on our blog if you're interested.
And we'll add them to our Amazon storefront too, which we will link to in our show notes.
Yeah. Amazing. And I also brought you some cheesecake.
I can't read anything on this package, but
well, you
it does
can read
say
where it's
Shiseido.
From.
It does say Shiseido Parlor.
Yeah. So you saw this on my Instagram.
Yes.
But so Shiho, who I mentioned, took me to the Shiseido Parlor.
Okay.
It's a pastry shop in the Ginza district. And it was first, it's been around since 1902. It started as an ice cream shop.
Okay.
And so you go in, I'm a beauty nerd. So I was just obsessed because I was like, oh my God, it's like beauty in the form of pastries and cakes, like the actual camellia flowers that are on the Shiseido, like the eyeshadow pans and on the end of the lipstick were all over these little cookies and pastries. And I was just like, oh my God, I was obsessed.
So cute.
So they also make cheesecake, which I brought for you. They have Shiseido branded collagen drinks. I brought one for you as well. That's in the fridge if you want to have it. Are you going to eat it?
I'll take a bite. I'll take a bite. I'm a little afraid because it does say real talk for a moment that this expired 4 days ago, but you know what? I trust it's traveled so far. It'd be a shame if I don't eat it at all.
It's been sitting in the beauty bag. So what do you think?
Yeah, it's good. You know what I would like on this? Like a raspberry drizzle.
Well, they actually had cherry blossom flavor that I brought for my mother-in-law because she was watching the kids. So
interesting.
Yeah, it's good, right? It's just like a little cake.
It's kind of like reminds me of what you would buy, not in the packaging or anything, but like a souvenir you would buy at like La Durée when you go to France.
Yeah, exactly. And they actually have a proper restaurant upstairs as well that I had lunch.
Cute.
It's all where, you know, ladies who lunch. There was like a 70-year-old woman with purple hair, like hashtag goals.
Yeah.
It's totally a mecca where all beauty lovers need to go before they die.
I'm so impressed you did all of this probably while being so jet lagged.
Oh my God. I was so jet lagged. It was crazy. I think this was after my Felicity interview, Felicity Jones interview. I went out shopping and then afterwards I actually had a little sit down with Shiho because I wanted to ask her about this whole J-beauty trend.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's talking about J-beauty, obviously followed K-beauty. And I wanted to know how she felt about that term. You know, I think as Canadians particularly we're kind of conservative and we're really concerned about how people feel. And I was like, is this offensive to you? Are we diminishing something by throwing that term J-beauty on it? But it's funny because now you see like A-beauty for Australian beauty. And didn't you say you got some email about the other day?
I like threw my phone across the room. I was reading an article online. It was like, get ready for G beauty, like Germany.
Oh my
gosh. Like nothing against those products. It's Barbara Sturm. Nothing against them, but I'm just like, can you just have brands that are effective and don't have to like call out their native country? I don't know.
It's so much marketing spin.
Yeah.
So anyway, Shiho is obviously not speaking for all Japanese women, but here's what she had to say on the topic.
Personally speaking, I do not mind it at all. I do find it interesting that people find things fascinating, which has always been a part of our lives. So that's kind of interesting. But I love that the culture of Japan is getting attention in any way. I appreciate it. So yeah, like I don't mind it at all.
So we're curious what you guys think. Drop us a line in our Facebook chat room or on our Instagram comments. You know, does the term J-beauty make you feel inspired or proud and excited or offended and put off? Mm-hmm. Let us know. I also asked Shiho to tell us how she sort of distinguishes Japanese beauty in terms of just the self-care ritual, how it might be different from how North American mm-hmm. women approach beauty and skincare. And this is what she had to say about that.
From the very beginning, I was taught, I'm not sure even if I was taught by my mom, but I just knew that the essential steps of taking care of your skin was to first cleanse and then moisturize and then kind of put a lid, like hydrate, and then put a moisturizer so that it kind of works as a lid to not let your moisture escape. So that was like the basic fundamental understanding of skincare. Three steps. Right. So after I wash my face in the shower, I would come out and then put a lotion and then a moisturizer. Yes. Okay.
And what was the name of the store you guys went to?
So we went to Don Quixote, which mm-hmm. is hilarious because it sounds like a tequila.
Yes.
And it's not technically a drugstore. It's like a cross between a drugstore and maybe a Best Buy
okay.
or something like that.
So there's a lot of tech in there as well?
Yeah, it's like you can have tech, there's candy, there's beauty products, okay. there's like designer handbags. It's hilarious.
Oh, so, amazing.
Anyway, I hope you enjoy coming shopping with us. Everything is talking to you, which is why it's so loud in here. But the first place we stopped is the Dr. Scholl.
It's called Medicute.
Okay.
Medicute.
Okay. And these are compression socks, which I just learned about because I bought some to wear on my flight to Tokyo so that my ankles...
So you have them already?
Yes, but not the Dr. Scholl. Oh. I bought a different pair, and that was so that my legs and ankles wouldn't swell on the flight because it was 13 hours to get here. But you're telling me you wear these on a regular?
Yes, regular basis. I have two pairs of them, and all my friends, like literally all of my friends, have at least one or two pairs of this Medicute socks.
Okay, and what is the purpose?
So that it gives you pressure throughout the night.
Yeah.
It helps with your lymphatic vessels.
Right.
So that it helps with the puffiness
okay.
in your legs.
So you're going to wake up with nice, thin ankles.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. So I don't know how many of our listeners know this, but I have XL size ankles. And so this is something I'm going to start considering. And this is a great price.
Yeah, actually, when you look at this sign that mm-hmm. says at Cosme,
yeah,
it is one of our most well-known beauty awards.
Okay.
So it means that it won the number one
yeah.
in this award in 2016.
Okay, that's think, crazy.
Yeah,
blowing my mind.
In the category of like beauty goods, I would say.
Okay, and there's no toes on them. They're toeless socks
toeless.
That go all the way up your thigh.
Yeah, so it does not work on your ankles, but it gives you pressure yeah. all the way up to your thigh.
I actually need these, you guys. But I probably would be like a double XL. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, here we go. We're in the makeup aisle now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you seeing?
Okay, so we have this Motte liner mm-hmm. from Flow Fushi.
Okay.
That's the makeup brand.
Flow Fushi. I've
yes.
actually seen that elsewhere while I'm
oh,
here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A true holy grail.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me
so
why.
So it is one of the best eyeliners. I've tried many eyeliners from the drugstores and mm-hmm. from Don Quixote as well, but this has been like my favorite, like my go-to.
Okay. So it's a liquid eyeliner.
It's a liquid eyeliner with a... like a brush tip,
yep.
but it's very, very sharp and narrow that
okay.
it gives you the precision
yeah.
and the control.
Mm-hmm. And it comes in interesting colors, right?
Yes, they have color variations too. But I recommend this dark brown.
Okay.
Because it gives you that softness.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it kind of gives you the definition as well.
Okay. Do you wear a liquid eyeliner every day?
Yes.
You do? You're wearing one right now?
Yes, but it's almost out of ink, so it's kind of like smudgy.
So you need one of these.
Exactly.
Okay, so this has that Cosme Award on it as well.
Yes, that means that this has been the best Cosme Award winner of 2017.
Okay.
In the eyeliner category.
All right. So how much is this?
It's 1,500 Japanese yen plus tax.
Okay, so, okay, add to cart.
Another interesting item.
Mm-hmm.
So these are to make your eyelids double eyelid. So
oh,
a lot of
Japanese
girls are born with monolid.
Yes.
So they use these tapes.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull the sides where it's in silver.
Yeah.
And if you pull them.
Yeah.
A transparent
strip.
It's like a, yeah, like a strip, like a rubber strip comes
right.
out. And then you press it against your lid.
Okay.
And then you cut both sides.
Okay, this sounds
so
dangerous.
It works, it works as like a glue to stick your lid.
Yeah.
To make it double eyelid.
Okay, so it's gonna kind of lift it up?
Lift it up. So you can change your mono lid to a double lid like you see here in the picture.
Okay.
Do you get the image? Like, yeah, do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
like
wow.
that. So you press it against your lid.
Yeah.
And then you cut the edges.
Yeah.
Trim the edges.
Okay.
And then voila. You
so
get
it
your
gives
double
you a
eyelid.
Crease. It gives you
it
a
gives
crease.
It gives you a crease, yes.
Okay, okay.
A fake crease.
A fake crease. And so how popular, you said this is popular, but how popular is this? Like, is this some people on the fringe or for real?
For real, like high school kids would, I used to try it too.
Yeah.
But luckily, I have like double eyelid. So
yeah.
whenever I have like a puffy eye and it doesn't work the usual way, I would kind of reach out to this item
okay.
to intensify my crease.
Okay.
But my friends have tried it for a very long time. And if it doesn't work, they would go for like plastic surgeries. To
yes.
make it
okay. So this
permanent.
Is called the microfib.
Yeah, microfiber.
Oh, microfiber. I can't see the R or the E. This microfib. I'm like, that works. That sounds accurate.
That's like a fiber, like a strip, right?
And okay.
this is a glue version you see here.
Glue?
Glue.
Is that safe?
So literally you glue your lid together to make it
wow.
double eyelid.
Okay. And this is interesting because that's a Caucasian
yes.
woman who's advertising this.
Yes, that is me. She must be born with her crease already.
It happens. I think that's me, actually.
And it has won the number one in
at Cosme
Beauty Award.
Who we trust. Okay, Cosme mm-hmm. needs to sponsor this episode. Oh my God, that one looks like it involves a blow dryer. There's a picture of a girl with a blow dryer and it's pointed at her eyes on the front of the product. Eyelid
oh, yeah.
skin
it's
film.
It's telling you to apply and then dry it first.
Right.
And then stick your lids together.
Okay. Okay, so that's another
is it
option.
Interesting? Like, I
of course
hear
it is.
What you think? Like,
I
this
do.
Is already like a norm. Like, people understand that people do this.
It seems like from the outside looking in that that this is about trying to have a Caucasian
right,
look.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I'm more curious how do you feel about that?
I guess, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about accepting your appearance and what you're born with,
mm-hmm.
but before reaching that stage in your like puberty, like in your high school days, you go through a phase where
yeah.
you know, want to try and look like a Caucasian and someone you look on your Instagram, like,
yeah,
yeah, your idol, you
yeah.
want to become that.
Right.
So I guess this is something that people go through and eventually graduate from.
Yeah, right. And do you think eventually this will go away or where do you think this sort of trend
I mean, it
is
will,
going?
I think it will stay, but then and because plastic surgery are becoming more accessible
mm-hmm.
and, you know, changing your eyelid to mono to double lid mm-hmm. is one of the most common plastic surgeries. Not we don't even call it surgeries.
Right.
We just call it like puti seke, which translates to petite plastic procedure.
Like a mini procedure.
Yeah, like mini,
yeah.
very light version of it.
Right.
So I mean, yeah, having that in the axis, I think people would tend to go for that over this.
Right. Okay. But you think that will continue?
Yeah, like a percentage of people would still rely on this because they're, you know, scared of changing.
Permanently.
Permanently.
Right. Do you think that it could change where people just are no longer trying to achieve that sort of goal?
That's an interesting question because when you look at the ads in Japan, not even like into Hollywood, but like just within the country, a lot of like majority of the celebrities have this beautiful eye shape with her crease and double eyelids. So it's just almost impossible to find someone that rocks their like
natural look,
natural Asian, like
mono
lid almost. Like even when you look at, when you come to the store to purchase makeup items, when you look at the pops, you will find, you know, all of them with double eyelids, right?
It's
definitely difficult to change people's perspective towards beauty, I would say. Other than that eyelid shape, I would say people have become more free to express themselves.
Right.
In terms of fashion, hairstyles, makeup. People do go more out of their box comfort zone, and people do like try crazy hair colors, which I love.
Yeah.
You can definitely see that in some areas you see people being able to express themselves freely.
The self-expression is happening.
Yes.
For sure. Wait a second. Oh my gosh.
Something for
we
your girl.
We have a Disney eyelash curler. Which is clearly for young girls. Oh my gosh. They have the Little Mermaid. How old can a kid be to start using an eyelash curler?
I don't think it's targeted towards young girls. Teenagers love Disney here.
Okay, what else do we have here? Beauty tools.
These are
what
I'm talking about.
Okay, guys, this looks like we've just entered a costume store. No word of a lie. What are these?
These are like compression masks for your face.
Oh my God, it's like those socks that I bought except for your face. Stop. Okay, mind is officially blown. Officially. Okay, have you ever tried this?
Actually, no, but I've seen my friends wear them and go to sleep.
Okay, and do their faces, what do their faces look like the next day?
Honestly,
the same, right?
But I guess the idea of doing this makes them satisfied.
So. Wow. Okay, that's amazing. What is this? This looks like a sex toy.
Oh, you guys don't have these.
I don't think so.
These are like rollers too. It works the same way as the compression socks. So it basically puts pressure and massages your legs.
Okay.
So that it helps with the circulation of your lymphatic vessels.
Okay.
And so that your legs will be slimmer in the morning.
Okay. I like this. And this that looks like a duck's beak, I assume, gives you duck lips.
No, it's not for the duck lips.
It's not? I'm shocked.
It's an exercise for your smile.
Oh my God.
So it trains you to have a more beautiful smile.
I need a more beautiful smile.
It pulls up the sides of your mouth.
Okay. It's kind of like a Joker effect, but I'm into it.
I would love to see you wear this.
Oh my gosh, how much is this?
And it's won the Cosme Award. At the Cosme
Okay, you know what? I'm starting to question these Cosme Awards. I am not sure.
It says in the category smiley exercise.
Okay, and this one that looks like a small dog's face.
Oh.
There's my husband. Hey.
That must be coming in.
Okay,
hi,
we're going to circle back and show you.
Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Shiho.
We're having fun. There's lots of really cool stuff in here. So yeah, we're just chatting about products here, but have a look around.
I think you should take a look at the mask area because we have some
What is this little doggy face?
So it's another variation for the smile exercise.
Okay, what's the final look you're going to get? this.
So you
it honestly looks like one of those dog, those little dog things that go
filters.
Over your, the filter on Snapchat.
It does look like them, but apparently you suck on it and then you blow into it. So basically it trains your cheek muscles.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're going to have that look like that. Ooh, that look on your face.
Yes.
And this one beside it is a face up belt and it looks like a dog. It says dog face-up belt. I need this for my saggy chin. Like under here, right? I need this for to have my neck snatched. Oh, my God. And then it goes over your head. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it gives, it has those, the ears, the dog
the ears.
Ears.
Oh, wow. Okay, I don't
so
know.
You can be a cute dog.
Oh my gosh, there's so much.
I have another interesting thing.
Okay, tell me.
I'm pretty sure they have a more popular product than this.
Is this like the baby foot mask?
Exactly.
Yeah, they sell these at Sephora now.
Oh.
Does this really have horse oil in it? It says horse oil on it.
Yes, horse oil.
Is it real horse oil?
Yeah, I think
this
so.
This is not cruelty-free. Not at all.
In that case, no.
40 minutes they want you to wear it? Who's got that kind of time?
Wow. Have you tried these like baby foot things?
I haven't, but I heard everything sheds off like a snake.
Yeah, I bought it, but I'm too scared to try it.
You have to do a video.
I know, I have to. Like a lot of times, Chinese and Korean people always bring a list of items that they need to buy and bring back home.
Okay.
And this is always in the list.
Oh, okay. Then we need to know what it is.
So it says 9 years consecutive 9 years, it's been number one selling.
Okay.
So this is a cleansing foam.
Senka cleansing foam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. Okay, so this is a cleansing foam. Well, I wonder why people love it so much, but you know what? I'm about to find out.
Yes.
Senka Perfect Whip in my car. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. There's little TVs everywhere. I'm so distracted. Can I ask you something? What is eye hole repair cream?
Oh, you know that we had this whole conversation about making your eyelid double and also like applying fake lashes and stuff. This is to treat your eyelid from all that stress. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it says for because your eye gets a lot of damage from those glues and the rubber.
You betcha.
Tapes.
Right.
This is to treat your eyelids from them.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, so it's soothing and there's no actual hole in the eye.
No.
Just checking.
No.
Okay, I love it. Oh my gosh, these micro masks for eyes and smile lines, we're just getting these in Canada.
Mm.
Have you seen these?
Yes, yes, I know what you mean.
It's got those little, I don't know what you call them. It looks like it's going to puncture, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a brand, I think it's Neostrata is coming out with their hyaluronic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can put them wherever your lines are. I think they're kind of cool. Okay, where do you think the beauty powder face wash. I'm so overwhelmed. Okay, where do you think the masks are?
Now, let's go further down.
All right, let's go in here. Oh, look at all these masks. So many pictures of babies.
Mm.
Hmm.
It says, for 11 consecutive years, this has been the top one.
Okay, and it's called Babyish. Babyish sheet mask. And it's going to make
it's
your
so
skin like a baby.
It's so confusing because every brand has like different saying. They claim that they're number one. Like,
right. Exactly.
Every single face mask.
Okay. Black Pearl Luminous Face Mask. Oh my gosh. There's
just
like, so many.
This has won 35 beauty awards. And it says it's been number one for 12 years.
Wow. Okay. I'm a little overwhelmed. Let's see what's on this side. Well, there's lots of lip masks.
Yeah, these are for lips. So they do have Anessa here.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know this brand? Like, if they're one of these products that are going to be worth the spend?
It's Shiseido's. Shiseido's brand.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So definitely worth spending.
Anessa Perfect UV Sunscreen Skincare Milk SPF 50. I'm going to be so set for sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So this is another Shiseido brand that we don't have. Elixir.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the number one mass prestige skincare brand in Japan.
Oh, wow. And so how does that compare to Anessa, which is also owned by Shiseido?
So this is for UV protection, UV protection only.
Got it.
But they do not have skincare line.
Right. Okay.
Hmm. But they're available at drugstores too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
This cleansing is such a trend right now.
Oh, yeah?
I love this. I've tried this so many times. What's funny is that you press it out, and it comes in like a gel.
Okay.
And you only need like an almond size, and then you put it on your skin, and it starts bubbling up.
Oh, bubble cleanser.
I kind of
want to
buy one.
It's so good. And then it can remove your makeup as well.
So this is called the Balancing Bubble by Elixir.
Mm-hmm. And so if it works on your pores, because, you know, like you put the gel, and then it, imagine it like bubbling up, and it kind of like cleanses your pores, and it works to firm your pores.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to be broke by the time I leave.
I know,
what's the second little guy for?
Oh, that is a GWP. You get it?
Oh, it's a gift for purchase.
Yes.
It's like your lotions.
Okay. It's so funny that you call it a softener, because I feel like I'm one of the only people that calls any kind of essence a softener. And people are always looking at me like, why are you calling it a softener? Yeah. So I knew I got that from somewhere. Okay, good.
You have to try to.
Okay.
So popular. So like I wore one on my flight home last time that was like.
This is Erica on the mic.
Yeah. Hey. I wore like an eye mask that heats up like a, when you go skiing, like one of those packs.
Yeah. Like a warm pack.
So I wore.
Why do you need that on your eyes?
It's supposed to like relax you and also like it's like de-puffing and de-stressing.
I thought you used Cool to de-puff on your eyes.
I do, but like apparently this is the thing here. Like everybody, like they sell them at the airport.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this one over here, which is over this woman's mouth on the front of the, on the front of it, it's, it says gentle steam face mask. So I guess it's like a steaming idea.
And also it has aroma.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
aromatherapy.
You.
Okay.
So I tried a rose scented one. Mm-hmm. There's like a chamomile scented one.
That was
lavender. I have it at home. The one for the eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually quite relaxing, and it helps you to fall asleep, too.
Yeah. Oh, on your eyes. Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting.
And it covers your eyes fully. It's amazing on a flight.
Mm-hmm. I only see the mouth ones, or I would maybe consider getting
it.
That.
Like a...
Oh, the Pitta mask?
Yeah, like, I don't know if this is, like, the official one.
Right.
I saw a store for this, like a standalone store, and they come in every color.
Okay, I have a question about this because I asked Erica as well. So there are a lot of people who wear masks over their mouths. Is it mainly because they themselves are sick and they don't want to spread the germs, or is it the other way around where they don't want to get sick?
Both.
Oh, it's both. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. So these ones are kind of more stylish colored ones.
They can be like washed.
Yeah, it looks like maybe they, it looks like it might be foam. That might be able to be washed.
This is, but I feel like this is too much investment in like three masks. Like
maybe.
They look very like
sporty. Cool. Okay. Did we just get in trouble there, by the way?
No, it's fine.
We're okay. Okay.
We ran away.
Okay, good. Good.
Yes.
Okay, so that was fascinating. I took so many notes when I go to Japan. I'm so pumped.
Fun. So fun.
And she was so sweet.
I know. I love her.
I mean, the compression socks, my mind is blown. The earth tights or thigh highs. Like, I don't even really know what you'd call them.
It's awesome.
And the fact that all those shelf things are talking at you whole time.
It's like mini billboards everywhere. It's so hilarious.
It's actually kind of smart.
Yeah. So what did you think? You had specifically asked me for this Biore UV SPF 50.
Yes.
Aqua Rich. Mm-hmm. How did this get on your radar and what did you think of it?
This is a product that tons of Instagrammers, tons of bloggers, and even people who are not beauty editors necessarily, just like regular beauty girls, mm-hmm. have talked about. Like Amina from Call Your Girlfriend podcast, she always talks about buying this on Amazon. Dory and Kate from Forever 35 are always talking about this. Mm-hmm. And you can buy it on Amazon, but I wanted it straight from the source. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So why I think this is amazing is because it is this watery texture. So for me as an oily skin person, that's like my kryptonite. That's mm-hmm. all I want is a watery texture sunscreen. And the fact that it's SPF 50, I am also very, very pale. When I tried this out, it really lived up to the hype. It is so blendable. It goes on so well. It does not pill under your makeup. And I will absolutely buy this again. And it's like, mm-hmm. I'm just looking on Amazon right now. I will add this to our Amazon store. It's $16.93 Canadian, yeah. which is like the same price point as like a Neutrogena.
Yeah, it's great.
So, but you will not find this in Canada in any drugstore, just FYI. So it lived up to the hype. Yes.
Yay.
I love a cult favorite.
What else did you try that you loved?
I have it right in front of me right now. Okay. I'm probably going to butcher the name, but it is a liquid eyeliner. I just feel like I've just dumped my cheesecake by accident. Oops. I'm going to clean that later. I feel like Japanese women really don't fuck around when it comes to liquid eyeliner.
Yeah.
They're not going to accept anything but the best. Mm-hmm. So this is from a brand. Oh my gosh. I don't even know, you guys. I think it's the Flow Fushi, like FLOWFUSHI. I hope I'm not messing that up. And this is their Mote liner, like MOTE liner. Could be Mote liner. Anyway, it's a black brown eyeliner. And I have to say it went on like a dream. Mm-hmm. No pulling, no tugging. No transfer so far. And I really liked the pen tip. It was really flexible. So you didn't feel like you were drawing on a super harsh line, mm-hmm. and extremely thin strokes you can do. So you can go over the same area more than one time and not feel like you've just messed up your entire eye makeup, mm-hmm. right? Because with a liquid liner, you need to just kind of tap it in, you know, like just really thin,
those tiny dots, join them together,
feather strokes, and get it in there. So I thought this formula was really smooth and I loved the applicator. But in terms of the wear, so far so good, you know. I am stealing this from you, basically.
Okay.
So it's a winner.
Did you try the Gentle Steam eye mask?
No, I did not.
This is the last thing we're gonna try.
So this is like a sachet
on the mic, and then we're out.
Sachet that you're opening.
Okay, so it looks like there's going to be maybe like a sheet mask inside. Mm-hmm. And then you open it. Now it looks like a maxi thin.
Yes.
You open it. And somewhere you must peel off the back. See, of course, we can't read the instructions. No, you don't peel off the back because it's... No, look at the picture. Yes. She's got the pink part on the outside.
It looks like two tea bags. Okay, here we go. We've got instructions.
We found the instructions on Amazon. Gently tear the ear straps along the perforation. Mm-hmm. Place the mask over eyes with the notched edge positioned over your nose and hook the straps around your ears. Uh-oh, I've got headphones on.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Once the... it's warming up.
Okay, cool.
I can feel it warming up. Oh my God, I'm loving this. Once the mask is in place, keep your eyes closed and do not press the mask against your eyes. Relax and enjoy the gentle heat. You guys, are you going to take... Oh my gosh, you have to take my picture. You know what? I'm loving this.
What does it feel like?
It feels warm. It does. It feels like those little pouches that you put into your mittens in the winter. Guys, this is a joy. It's like putting a warm washcloth over your eyes. So relaxing, but without the wetness. I am so putting these on my next flight. I love it. Okay, well, that was really fun. I am definitely giving a thumbs up to the Meg Rhythm Gentle Steam Eye Mask. There's different scents as well. I think I got the unscented.
That's
but there's
also
like
on Amazon?
Lavender and stuff. Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Okay, we'll add all of these to our Amazon storefront.
Perfect. Well, thanks for shopping with us. And let us know if you try anything and if you love it. And see you next week.
Or if we missed anything in the drugstore aisles, send us a DM or a picture of what we should get next time. So thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.